All right, in this lesson, we're going to walk through how to find publications on Medium to submit your work to so that you can get more views on your articles, right? So you want to get into publications as quickly as possible because publications are like these little mini magazines within Medium, and each publication has its own dedicated following. So in theory, if you publish your article to a publication, you're going to get exposed to that entire audience. Now, it doesn't work like that 100% in practice, but it's still a really good way to get more views on your articles, right? So what you're going to find below this video, there's going to be a link to something called the Publication Black Book. So I'm going to show you how to intuitively go through publications and find them on your own, but the Publication Black Book has a list of about 50 top publications. They're broken down by niche, and they're also broken down by difficulty level, right? So there's some that are good for beginner, some that are good for intermediate, and some that are good for when you have an established name on Medium, right? So let's walk through just in general how to get an intuitive understanding of how to get into publications and how to view them. Right? So one thing you're going to do on your feed, anytime you see a name and then you see the word in, what follows to the right is going to be a publication, right? So let's click through and check out this publication, Illumination. So for the uninitiated, Illumination is a very good beginner-friendly publication. They have a tendency to let people in with more regularity, and they have a tendency to also publish relatively quickly, right? So, when you look at this publication, you're gonna see kind of handpicked articles from them. You can configure publications however you see fit. So, it looks like they have a health section in here. Looks like they have a fresh story section where new stories are popping up. All sorts of different sections, latest articles, and then sometimes, not all the time, you can see how many followers a publication has. They'll actually display them. Now, not all of them display them publicly, but some of them do, right? So a couple other things I do when I'm looking through a publication to see if I can get in. One thing I'll do is I'll just kind of check to look and see what kind of writers, what caliber of writers are getting into that publication to judge if I'm gonna be able to get into that publication. So I'll look through and I'll say, okay, who's publishing in here? I hover over Carla Patton. 862 people are following her. So this gives me a clue that you don't necessarily have to be super established or have 1,000+ followers, etc., in order to get into that publication, right? So that's one thing I look at. I look at the type of content they pick. This is one that does relatively wide, broad base of different styles of content. So you're usually pretty good as a beginner getting into the Illumination, kind of regardless of experience level and regardless of the type of content you pick. Let's go through and see that there are other publications. There's Coffee Times, that's another very beginner-friendly publication. Often at the top right here, you'll see how to either join or what the submission rules are, so you can go through and click. So this article will tell you the submission guidelines and how to get in. So one of the things you want to be very cognizant of is that if a publication publishes submission rules, then go through and follow those rules explicitly so that you're able to get into the publication. A lot of people don't do that. They try to submit to publications, and since they either don't read or they misread the steps to get in, the submission guidelines, then they don't get in. So make sure that you read those. Again, you can see more information. This has 6,500 followers roughly, so it's a up and coming publication. And I'll talk about this in the strategy shortly, but it might not always be the best idea to go for the biggest publication. Sometimes it's good to vary different ones up. So here's Niharika, actually one of our students. I believe this is a publication that she created on her own. So you can start your own publication and I will be reaching out and talking to some publication owners about how they do it. It's not a personal strategy I choose, but it's something cool that you can do. And really, if you want to start your own publication, the way I would go about it, see, Naharika did not start her own publication until she already had built a following outside of that publication by submitting to other publications. So if you were to start your own publication, what I would suggest is to spend, you know, roughly 75% of your time publishing in other publications and then spending a quarter of that time publishing into your own. So a cool thing about having your own publication is that you have complete access to everyone who follows. You can email people direct links to your articles, etc. And it's just a nice way to stand out from a brand perspective. But you can go back, and that's just an intuitive process where I do. I go through the feed and I just look and see what publications people are publishing in. So if I see a favorite writer, so let's say, for example, let's say, all right, I really like Naharika's stuff and I want to get on Naharika's level. Let me look at some of the publications she's in, right? So if you go here, she's in Fitness and Health, she's in Mind Cafe, she's in Books Are Superpower, she's in The Startup, she's in Publicious, she's in Holistic, she's in Better Marketing. So you see the top writers, successful ones, are in a diverse array of publications, right? So the reason you do that is because you're always looking to just kind of field test and beta test different publications and different means of getting views to your articles. So I'll usually go through and I'll circle through a handful of publications. Some of the things I'll do is, if I have a publication that seems to be hitting really well for me, then I will always submit to that publication first. Then I'll have a second favorite and a third favorite, etc. So in the beginning, you're not going to have a bunch of publications to get into, but after a while, you will have a bunch of different publications that you can get into, right? So there's, if you write about health, there's a publication dedicated to fitness and health, right? And then they have a Write For Us section where it goes through and it tells you how to submit, right? So I would also go through, again, I would look, see what level. So 2,500 followers, 8.3, 1.6, 417, right? So this shows a direct, here's one from a recent student who joined. So Kristen joined the program within about a month of shooting this video, and boom, she's already getting in to publication. So you don't have to wait that long. Publications aren't necessarily judging you on experience level, or they're not judging you on like whether or not you're new to Medium. They're judging you on whether or not your quality is good, right? So a lot of people think they're getting discriminated against because they're new, but you're getting discriminated against because the quality of your articles isn't there. But if you go through and do the things that I teach in the program to get the quality of your articles up really fast, then you get into these publications pretty quickly. Mind Cafe, this is one that's known to be a little bit more of an intermediate or advanced. You see Sean Kernan, 71,000. Moreno, another student, 5,500. But they also let people in who don't have a ton of followers as well. You just have to be cognizant of getting into Mind Cafe. So Mind Cafe is a little bit more difficult to get into. It's a self-improvement-based publication. It's one you might want to wait for until after you have a little bit of experience. You go through their submissions. So here are their submissions guidelines. So they go through it. Like, so if you look at this, especially for an advanced publication, they're going to have very specific and meticulous guidelines for you to go through. So if you want to get into something like this, I recently had a student in a coaching call say that they were having trouble getting in. And one of the things I told them was to make sure that they're properly following the guidelines, right? So that's something that you want to be cognizant of as well. So if you go through in here, take through and look. Yeah, I just got one published in there, so it's a good publication. Books Are a Superpower. This is one that talks specifically about the power of books. If you have a book review, if you have content about books, you can publish it here. You go through and look, kind of get a feel for who is publishing in here. You see there's people from a diverse array of follower levels, right? The startup, this is a very large publication. This is one that's focused on business and self-improvement content. Here's our submission guidelines. Make sure that you're going to read those as well. Publicis, this is one ran by my good friend Nicole Akers. And this is one that I'd put in that intermediate bucket as well. And then one of the things you need to understand is that a lot of these publications have pretty large backlogs of people who are trying to get in. So don't get discouraged if it's taking you some time to get into a publication, and don't be afraid to go back to a publication and try submitting again if you first don't succeed. So one of the things Nicole will tell me is that she usually looks through, and people who try to submit and who don't get in, they don't edit their articles very well. There's, you know, various spelling mistakes, and she's not a big fan of that. She wants to make sure that they're good at writing titles that are going to be compelling, right? And then sometimes what she will do is, if you submit something to her and she's not quite feeling it, she can, and some publication owners will, go through and give you some advice on how to make your articles better so that you can get accepted, right? So Publicis is very good at that. So one thing you also want to intuitively develop an understanding of is, you know, how well is the publication being promoted, right? So you want to look through and be cognizant of things like, does it seem like they are publishing articles regularly, or does it seem like they have a large gap between when they publish? You got to make sure the publication is active. So you're going to want to see if it's published stuff in the past month. So this is being recorded on June 13th. And look, you see articles are being published relatively frequently. And so that's a good sign, right? And then you just go through and see, is it laid out? Does the design look good? Read the about page. What does it say about their mission, right? You can get a sense of how motivated the founder of the publication is by the way that they write and describe their content, right? And then here's the write for us section where you can go through and do that, right? So that's a basic overview of how to intuitively go through and look for publications. But again, we have the publication black book, which helps you shortcut the process and then get you in a position where you can go straight to those submission guidelines and submit your article. So let's take a look at what it'll look like once you have some publications under your belt. So this is eventually what you want things to look like. All right. So once you have your story written up, so like let's say you have a whole draft here, if you have publications available to you, you're going to see them appear in the add to publication section. Now, some publications will inform you via email once they let you into the publication, but some will just add you. And then another interesting thing is that any publication has the right to add you as a writer to their publication, even if you didn't ask. So then it's at your choice to decide whether you want to give that publication a whirl. So let's take a look at what happens when you're a very advanced writer. So I've been writing for years, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, roughly 50 different publications that I could submit my work to, right? So if I have, let's say I'm working on one article and I submit it, say, okay, I'll submit it to one of my favorite publications first. Boom. And you would select and continue. Then you would choose your tags and would submit to that publication, right? But then let's say I have another article that is ready to go, but I'm still waiting on my one publication to publish it, then I can go to my second publication and add it there. So that's what you want to do is collect. You want to start collecting a handful of publications as soon as possible, right? So how do you do that? Well, first you want to go from inexperienced to to experience publications, right? So it'll be broken down in the publication Black Book, but for example, Illumination tends to be a beginner-friendly publication, right? Something like Writer's Block is a relatively beginner-friendly publication. You go through Thoughts and Ideas. This is one I haven't heard before. It seems relatively new, so it looks like it's a beginner-friendly publication. Then after you have a handful of beginner-friendly publications, let's say you have three, you've been writing for a couple, 30 days, maybe you can go into intermediate ones. And some of those that come to mind would be publications like, let me go to my profile. That would be publications like Data-Driven Investor, I would consider kind of intermediate. Better Advice, I would consider intermediate. Hello Love would be that mix between beginner-friendly and intermediate. Publicious would be that mix between intermediate and advanced. Curious would be something that I would consider intermediate. Illumination, beginner-friendly. Mind Cafe, advanced, right? So that's how you go through, and that's what your strategy would look like. And then lastly, when it comes to publications, there's one thing that I wanted you to consider in terms of how to, and which ones you should submit. So there's a couple different factors you want to look into when you're choosing publications. One is size, right? So the bigger the publication, the more people will be subscribed to it, which gives you an opportunity for more views. But another thing you want to look at is something that I call dilution, right? So what do I mean by dilution? Dilution means the ratio between the number of articles or number of writers in the publication and the number of followers in the publication. So for example, Personal Growth, and this is actually a publication that you cannot submit to personally. You have to get selected by the publication owner, but a lot these articles perform really well because they have a very low dilution rate, right? So it has a lot of followers, but since there's a very small number of writers on the website, they get a higher portion of that real estate for their articles to get featured, right? So let's go back to Illumination. So Illumination has 56,000 followers, but it's a lot more diluted because they publish quite a few writers, right? So if you looked, there was only a small handful, maybe like a dozen or so writers that regularly publish on Personal Growth, but then there are, hundreds that publish on Illumination. So when you're new, you're gonna have the tendency to opt for big yet diluted publications. When you're intermediate, you wanna find medium to big size publications that have less dilution. And then when you get advanced, you're gonna wanna find big publications that have low dilution, right? And so I break that down in the Publication Black Book resource, which you can go to below. It has publications broken down. I also, about every couple of months or so, refresh that list to remove publications that are no longer active and add new ones that I discover while browsing through Medium. But if you see something that's not on the Publication Black Book and you're curious about joining it, just go through and look to the publication page. So I haven't heard of this one. So you can go through and look and see if it's something that you might want to be interested in. And again, well, actually, it looks like this one might not be as active as others, but that's just giving you an example of going through. And then, yeah, you might come to find that some aren't very active, so you just skip through those. So that's how to look through publications. That is how to submit to publications, what it'll look like when you're in publications. And again, there's a resource section below called the Publication Black Book that shows you exactly where the publications are so you can submit to them.